Hi, this is Clinton Stark, Stark Insider. Today we have Jason Power from Dolby Laboratories up in San Francisco joining us to talk about the new Dolby Digital Plus technology that they're bringing into the home and some announcements coming next week from NAB.
Yeah, so at NAB we're going to be showing how, firstly, how Dolby Digital Plus enables a truly great surround sound experience. So, in particular, we're going to be showing how the latest transition to 7.1 surround in the theater is now enabled to be brought into the home with Dolby Digital Plus. And then, secondly, we're showing how Dolby Digital Plus enables you to take that great cinema experience and put it on more and more of the devices where you're now watching entertainment. So, it's not just limited to a great surround sound experience on your home theater for broadcast or Blu-ray disc, but it's also extended into the online streaming experience, into your living room, and even as you take your content with you on your mobile phone and experience it on the move.
So, right.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say really quickly, we have Blu-ray. So now you're saying it's possible to get this full Dolby Digital Plus 7.1 experience through streaming video as well. Is that correct?
That's correct. We don't believe that just because something's lower bandwidth, there needs to be lower quality. The minute you connect an entertainment experience into the living room and onto your big screen TV and into your home theater, we think the consumer has exactly the same expectations around that content as they had over the content they were getting off a subscription broadcast service or off an optical disc. Just because something's delivered a different way doesn't mean that the consumer is any more willing to make a compromise in quality. So what we've done is the Dolby Digital Plus is that we don't believe that the streamed experience should be a compromise experience. We want to enable great surround sound on a streamed collection just as you got over a more traditional medium. In thinking of 7.1 surround sounds, one of the amazing things that's been incredible to see over the last kind of 18 months or so is just how rapidly the use of 7.1 surround in the theater has grown.
Can you just name some of the films playing today in Dolby Digital Plus?
Yeah, there's been titles produced in Dolby, 7.1 surround soundtracks from people like 20th Century Fox, from DreamWorks, from Paramount. Pixar has been a big user of the 7.1 format. So Toy Story 3, for example,
right.
Was one of the first titles produced in 7.1. And at NAB, we're going to be showing one of the latest releases, which is a DreamWorks title called Mind.
And quick question then on the consumer side, if that broadcaster delivers 7.1 of the Dolby Digital Plus experience, as a consumer, do I need something special equipment on my end to decode that?
You need a receiving device that has a Dolby Digital Plus decoder inside it.
Right.
And so the original HD receivers in the US were Dolby Digital capable. But increasingly, we're seeing the Dolby Digital Plus technology featured, which has been driven from a number of different reasons. But like this Motorola set-top box, you can already find devices that have that Dolby Digital Plus technology inside.
Well, sounds like I'll have to add two more speakers to our setup. We have right now. I've got 5.1 in our home theater, and we've got the 120-inch screen. It sounds pretty good, but I guess adding those extra speakers would be nice. I've got, two on the front and two in the rear, and then a center and a subwoofer, of course. So I guess those two additional ones to give you the seven, do those go on the side?
Yeah, so what do you get? Well, the additional surround sound speakers in 7.1 give you some speakers on the side and some speakers at the back.
Right.
So typically the difference that you'll hear there is just there's more spatial difference in the surround sound soundtrack around you, and it enables the whole environment that you're fitting within to be a more realistic one. So particularly as sounds are moving, and you'll see that in 3D titles, particularly so, you've got a lot of sounds moving around the environment. And so just having that extra positioning, just like, you know, the way that in 5.1 we have the three speakers behind the screen because it enables us to move sounds across the screen. And with four speakers around us in the environment, we're able to move sound through the environment in a lot more realistic and accurate way.
I wonder if a lot of people will eventually be using their iPad and connecting it, you know, to a home theater and serving content through their iPad, you know, and so forth. Sure, that's all coming.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of interesting to imagine, isn't it, how the content consumption will go. You think around what the iPod enabled for music, and you no longer had a music collection and then a separate record player or CD player to play it back on. Your player became not just a player, but also your library. You know, you carry your music collection a lot around with you nowadays, and maybe the same thing can happen in video too. We move to carrying our video collections around with us.